top to this, to the board. We have set aside $20 million for an addition to the, if the hospital district passes. So we've gone through there and taken it off places, but I wanted, since we're talking money, I wanted Emily to have a chance to explain to the board that Suffolk County isn't in a position to write a $20 million check. So there are repercussions, there are things that happen, and Emily wanted to talk a little bit about this. If the hospital district passes, we're going to have some serious discussion about some things on how to get this done. So just while you're here, I would ask her to kind of talk about what's going to have to happen.
Okay, so for all intents and purposes, the money that we have in reserves is almost all of it in long-term investments. As of June 1st, in multibank, we have $39,207,708.79. That's where that $20 million would have to come from. The difficult part behind that is that it is all in long-term investments, and most of it's earning 1.2 and up in interest. Interest rates right now are 0.6, 0.5. They're very, very low. So if we were to pull this money out, not only would we then lose that investment income, last month the income that we made off of this $39 million was $223,000. Most of that money doesn't come to us, he just reinvests it. So anything that matures gets turned around and gets invested again. So it's not like he writes us a check every month for whatever income we have. He holds it until something comes up that looks like it's a good place to invest, and then it gets reinvested. The penalties for pulling out of long-term investments are probably more than what it would cost to get a loan. So in the long run, a loan for $20 million will probably cost us less than pulling $20 million out of our long-term investments. Plus, if we were to pull that $20 million out of here, we would be down to $20 million for long-term investments. So,
where's the other $130 million?
So, if you look at our spreadsheet from last month, we have $214 million altogether. $20 million of that is money that we use for our day-to-day stuff. It comes in, it goes out, it comes in, and it's all at Bank of the Suffolk County. That's our write checks for AP, payroll, all that stuff. We have a big chunk that goes into the county road fund every month. Usually $60,000 or $70,000, it goes into that. That can only be used for road projects. We get investment money for the landfill, for Taylor Grazing. Some of it goes into Wildstar. Again, there are long-term investments, and those ones are ones that don't really belong to the county. I mean, the road fund, of course, belongs to the county, but it's not something that can be used for a project like this. Which is why I said, for all intents and purposes, this is the money that we have available to use. And I did not make copies, so
how much was in this account?
This is the overall everything. Investment account, $214 million. What we can actually access and use that's not being used for every day, $39 million.
I'm having trouble with the
attitude.
This includes, like, the county road fund. It's got a lot of money in it. A lot of money.
But
that's part of this.
We've always been explained that we have $170 million, most of that, in depreciation reserve accounts. Are you telling me that part of that money is in a road account that we can't access if we wanted to?
The only thing we can use it for is road projects.
Then why do we go through this depreciation reserve thing and allocate specific amounts? Is that just a wish list? I'm having trouble.
How did the road account acquire so much money if we didn't put it in there? And what guidelines does that road account adhere to?
So we get a check every month from the state of Wyoming for the county road fund. We also get severance money from the state that is part of that county road fund. It goes in every single month. We get those checks from them, and it can only be used. And there's certain things that it's delegated for. It has to be used on road projects.
I think the last time we used money for that was a bridge across the bridge over the border.
Right. So if we have projects coming up this year that are road projects that we could re-delegate that money that's set aside for that and use this money instead, that might be an option.
I guess I'm still having, I'm kind of shocked. You're telling me that we have, are we just told in the past that we have $172 million in depreciation reserves? But we don't have access to $40 million. So we have $130 million that's in accounts that we can't actually use for reserve monies. So you're saying that whatever we take out of capital improvement, which if we're considering $5 million in capital improvement and $20 million for the hospital, then we would be depleting $25 out of the $40 million available, and the other $130 is not really available.
Because, like I said, about $40 million is part of our in and out for the month. So, like this month, we took in probably $50 million in property taxes. But we still wrote a check for almost $2 million for AP. Our payroll is about $800,000. And then most of that money that I took in for property taxes goes to the schools. So, when I bring it all in, I put it in the ICS account while it earns interest, and then this time of the month, while I'm writing checks to all the schools and the entities, the library, the rec center, all of them, I pull money back out of that account to send it all out to the entities.
You know, I have no problem with the concept of this money being put in long-term investment accounts and trying to access that and the penalties and so on. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I'm still having a hard time with being informed that $130 of our $170 million in reserve money is in an account that we not only can't access, but you're telling me that the major portion of one of those is only accessible by road and bridge projects.
So, Mr. Chairman, if that's the case, shouldn't every road and bridge project that came up this year on our next year's budget, shouldn't it be coming out of this fund?
That would be a no-brainer.
But if we didn't know this today,
there are certain standards that have to be met before that money can be used, and I'm not exactly sure.
I have to call the state and find
out. So when Emily and I were doing this last year, and Roxanna was still alive, we asked, why do you have money here? This is what you say we have, and this is what we say we have in reserves. And Roxanna's response was, that's how Mary allocates it. So that's how it's been handed over to us. This is the first that I've heard. I didn't know we only had that. I just knew Emily said, we can't write a check like that. And that's why I asked her to come. So I didn't know about all that either. But this is...
So, Emily, I guess I have a question. You mentioned that it would be easier to borrow the money and pay the money back versus taking the money out of that account.
Right.
And we have it in a bank here in Pinedale.
We have this money is invested through Multibank, which is out of Michigan.
Okay, but there's
the money that we have in the bank here is at Bank of Suffolk County, and mm-hmm. we have about, I think this morning it was right about... I think one account, I think they're both at about $10 million, so about $20 million this morning.
So if Commissioner Vickery went down there to represent the county commissioners, would they loan us $20 million if we had to build a hospital?
I don't know. We could certainly find out. I mean, they would know we were good for it eventually, but we'd have to have that mill in place and use that mill money collected, maybe just like they do with Barger with their loan, collect a little bit extra and use that to pay a loan payment.
Which one of you guys want to chime in next?
No, Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of things. Is that this one?
No, I'll turn this
one. Only, would it be possible to get copies of what you're referring to there?
Yeah, I think we can get you guys some copies so you guys can move it on.
The second thing, and I know this has come, I think this whole table's been shocked all of a sudden, about how much money we can't actually access. And we've got a big pile, but the pile has just got a little bit of the pot that we can actually use. And so we have to be able to figure out a way to get around that, if there is a way. Secondly, the thing, and I know Commissioner Burnett and I can talk about this in just a moment, but I'm still concerned about the $20 million for the hospital, because I believe, in my mind at least, we made that motion up to $20 million, and you and I have discussed it, I believe. And my take on it was any from a dollar up to $20 million. I think Dr. Burnett said, no, it is $20 million.
No, it's up to $20 million. And it's not to the hospital. The motion was made to spend up to $20 million.
But my question still is, that's a significant number, and we need to know if we are committed to that $20 million or a number that could be under that $20 million.
It depends on the cost of the skilled nursing facility that they have to determine. That facility could be $28 million, it could be $18 million. That's why the motion was said at that we would spend, would be willing to pay up to $20 million. If in fact the project comes through and they do the bidding and everything, and it comes in at $18 million, that's all we're obligated for. If it comes in at $28 million, that's all we're still only obligated for.
I understand that, but my question, in my mind still, I think we need to know if we have to obligate. In other words, if there's some things that show up later, you say, gee, we didn't know that portion of it was going to be included in what we've obligated ourselves to, so we're not going to pay for that. So if we have the discretion, all I'm wondering, to make that judgment call at the time, not obligating, if it goes over 20, to the $20 million, but some number under that $20 million. That's what I'm asking.
No.
The number under $20 million is based on the actual cost of the skilled nursing facility. So if the skilled nursing facility comes in at $20 million, we can't say we're only going to pay $16
million. No, I guess I'm not inferring that. What I'm trying to make up my mind is if the facility comes in at $20 million and there's some fluff that just doesn't look like it's necessary, so we're obligated to the full $20 million.
We're not part of that decision making process. That's up to the rural healthcare district. I'm sure we can have input, but right now I think the question goes back to the shock and awe of knowing I don't know where the other $130 million is or how it got there and how it's not accessible. And I understand that we couldn't just write a check for $20 million and get that project going. I would think if that ballot initiative passed that we have 6 months to figure it out, and with planning we could do that, but I didn't know making a loan was going to be an option. It doesn't change what our obligations are. It doesn't change the motion made and what we agreed to. It does confuse the issue of where the $20 million is going to come from.
So just for the record, I was given what I was given Emily was given what she was given, and we've gone forward from there. So let me ask this.
If we hadn't made that motion, if we hadn't obligated that $20 million, we would still be in the dark about this.
Well, I didn't know about anything.
Well, that's what I mean. But I'm asking that question. We didn't know about it. And if we hadn't have been presented with this issue of how do we write a check for $20 million, we still wouldn't know about it. So the question gets to be, and what we need to immediately and intensively look at is, where is that money? How can we change that? How can we make it more accessible? I don't know the answers to it. I don't know that was a situation, but I think Commissioner Vickery's right. Where is the $130 million?
Mr. Chairman, I think there's something here that none of us collectively understand. We've got to figure this out. But in terms of the road and bridge fund, that's money that comes from the state of Wyoming, and it comes with a list of restrictions. And one of the restrictions, for example, is if you're using that money, you have to accept a low bid. I remember that for years of where we did use that money. But there's another list of restrictions as far as can you use it for routine maintenance, or does it need to be an actual, say, paving a road or a bridge? And that information should be on the state website somewhere. We can find it. My question is, just as an example, we have $3.5 million allocated for landfill for the next pit, for the right pit. So what the word we're getting today is we can't spend that for a right pit. Well, what happened to it? Did the state take it away? Did the feds take it away? Does the bank have it tied up somewhere? Or we need to figure this out, because at some point, we're going to be needing to build that next pit at the landfill. And we're going to have to be able to access that money to do it.
There's a landfill fund through Wildstar that earns interest every month. I don't know if there's any regulations on how that money gets used. It's in that fund.
Well, I think that if you go by, I wish Roxanne was here, she's the one who put that money where it is, but she put it there as a means to collect the maximum amount of return on the investment. But there is a mechanism by which, when we need that money, especially if we plan for it, say we plan in 2022 to build a line landfill, then it becomes, I guess it becomes a treasurer's job to work with Wildstar or whatever to say we're going to be needing that money, and what do we do to transfer that money from this account into an operating account where we can use it to build a vital landfill. Well, there's things there. I don't think we have a handle. We need to explore. We need to figure this out.
Well, obviously.
I don't think it's quite accurate to say none of this reserve money is available. I think what we don't understand is how is it available.
Well, in the past, there was plenty of money to fund whatever projects without majorly dipping into the reserves. And I think Mary had this allocated so that the books were balanced and not planning on really having to use it, but that the money is allocated in case we have to run for 5 years and cash in investments, whatever. That's how I believe that was set up. We haven't been in a situation before where we're not putting money back into the reserve, and that the mill is barely paying our bills, and we're taking $20 million out.
Well, the question is I'm trying to get this in the right perspective. The question is not put money into reserves, but why can't we access what we've been put in? This commission over the last 10 years mm-hmm. has been very diligent about putting away money into reserve accounts. I think there's something that's not revealed. There's got to be
a reserve account. Don't make it cut you off. Who earmarked it that we can't use it?
Well, I don't understand because we've always been explained that this money basically went into a savings account type structure. And I understand there's different investments and where those monies are. But I'm having a hard time understanding why I can't access my savings account.
Well, and that's the $40 million, right?
I understand the $40 million, but I don't understand the $130 million. Because we have $172 on depreciation reserve accounts. So I understand those excess in that account where those investments are. I want to know where the other $130 million is and why we can't access it.
What I can do is go over and get the WildStar spreadsheet that shows what is in those five accounts. Fire Fund, Taylor Grayson, the landfill, the road fund, there's one more.
So are you suggesting that maybe we just put these money into accounts that we can't draw from?
The money has always been there since I've been here, so I don't know how it was delegated when those accounts were created. All I do every month is add the interest to them.
I don't know how we can go forward with looking at depreciation reserve accounts and how we're going to shift it around, but I'm not understanding if that money's even available. We got $20 million, we got $7 million in projects, and you're telling me we got $40 million and we'd be using $27 of them, or take a loan for $20. I can understand that. I don't know what to say in terms of moving forward on depreciation reserves.
I didn't know about that either. This is how what I was given, that this is how all this is allocated, is how we get to keep it there, and I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, if I may please. It would appear to me, I agree with what you just said, however, but it appears to me that we need to have Emily and Carrie find out what can be done and how this thing can be accessed, because you're right, if you've got a savings account you can't get in, what the heck good is it? And so I think we need to go to the next step, if it's at the state or wherever, to find out how this has occurred and how we can unoccur it. How does that sound?
Well, I'm wondering if that depreciation reserve account that you have, if that is taking into consideration all the money that we bring in through the year mm-hmm. and the portion of it that stays in the county versus the portions that get distributed to all the entities.
The way I interpret this is our total amount of money available that's not in our operating budget, and how it could be allocated to be used for different things. But I don't know what the thinking was behind it.
Do we have, Mr. Chairman, do we have an agent on,
yes.
You said maybe that person should be in front of us to say,
we can call them.
Because the question is we, let's say we have $50 million with, was it a fire account or
yeah,
you just,
a fire fund.
So we have an agent and we have $50 million in the fire fund. We should be able to take that money out, but we're going to pay through the nose in penalties.
Possibly. So when, I don't know what the maturation, when those bonds mature.
Come, when they mature.
When those bonds mature, then there isn't a penalty. Then you can pull those out with no penalty. But in the meantime, if you pull it out early, that's when they
have. Then there's a penalty.
Right.
But we still can get to it.
Absolutely.
And see, when just listening to everybody's conversation here, it's like it's locked up and we can't ever get to it.
We could get to it, but there would be penalties and fees.
And a process.
Take it out.
But are we talking about $40 million or the entire $170 million?
Oh, the $170 million.
Yeah, that would be, we'd have to do a lot of creative.
Well, I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, I thought what you told us was we could not access that money.
No, we can't. Well, the road fund, we can't, unless it is used for a road project. That one is set in stone.
Okay, and what does GNMA mean here?
Oh, that's just the title of the So it's investment. So it
becomes. So according to this, we have 186 million investments.
That was last month?
Yeah, this and I understand. I understand. But if we have that money in investments, we still have a savings account.
We have lots of savings accounts. But the ones that are not tied up in long-term bonds is the one that's here.
I understand that, but I guess we got off on this conversation. And maybe I misunderstood, and probably the other thing the rest of these gentlemen did as well. And that was the statement that we only have access to $40 million, we don't have access to the other one.
Well, like I said, some of this, like the road fund, is a big chunk of this. And we can use it for road funds, but we certainly can't use it for this $20
million. How big is that chunk?
I don't know. I'd have to go grab the spreadsheet, but I can go grab it real quick.
Yeah, we have it at $7
million.
Well, excuse me.
But we don't, it's highlighted because we don't know what that number is.
Yeah, and I have to grab the sheet and see what the balance is on that road fund.
Well, I'd like to, I'd have to visit you afterward,
and you're going to have to dumb
this
it down.
Is last year's audit.
Okay, let me go grab that book, and I'll be right back.
So your investment type is, so there's $137 million. These are the securities that are held in each account.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it looks to me like with the amount of money that's in this state county road fund, we need to figure out where we can spend it. And if we have projects, whether it be the Ryegrass Cottonwood Road, whether it be the Horse Creek Bridge, whatever it is, if they qualify, we ought to be spending some of that money there. I don't know. Rather than just having it sit here, it would sure lessen the budget, you know, on some other projects.
Sure. First, we need to understand the restrictions.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm not sure we can use it for day-to-day maintenance or say that it's a hybrid project. I'm not sure it would qualify. Bridges qualify. Because that's the last time we used it, I think it was a bridge across the Green River.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since we had the money, operating money, we kind of, the intent of the Board of Commissioners over the years was let that money accumulate until we had a sizable project that it would apply to, and then we use it for the project. And I don't, like Janice said, I don't know if we know how much money's in that fund right now. But we can find that out, and we can also find out circumstances under which we can spend that money.
Sure. Well,
that information's all there.
Just like the Paradise Road, you know, we're going to spend a bunch of money on the Paradise Road to fix it. Well, would that fall within the, you know, because I don't know either.
Well, this thing that Kat just gave me from last year's audit says that we have $137,225,000 in investments with federal farm credit, federal home loan bank, federal home loan mortgage, and that the county's investment policy is to limit maturities for 3 years unless to match for specific cash flow. Now that would indicate to me that we have $137 million available in investments that we could be utilizing whenever we wanted to.
Well, I believe we can. I think it's just process, but it goes back to, oh, let's write a check today. I don't. It's when you write it, you know.
Well, I understand.
I can't write a check for $100, but
it's there. You just have to work with your investment manager, and there are penalties for early withdrawals.
Somebody.
I believe those guys, the guys that are making the big bucks on our investments, need to come here in their sport coat.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to still request the fact that I think we need to go wherever we need to go to the state level and see what the heck's going on here with the monies. Make sure that we can or cannot spend in the proper way. I don't read my intentions any more than what I say, but I'm guessing the five of us are somewhat befuddled, and I have no idea what the restrictions are on some of these funds. And before we attempt to try to make something work, we better darn well know what we can or cannot do.
So, Mr. Chairman. I think, Mr. Chairman, more than likely, these funds were invested, some in shorter-term investments, some in longer-term investments at higher rates of interest. So I'm surmising that once we adopt a budget and our intention is to take so much out of reserves, which we generally haven't had to do, that we're changing that, but then that would trigger the need for the treasurer to work with our investors, so when some of these longer-term investments come due, you reinvest in the shorter term to where the money's available. I think it's probably that simple. We just haven't faced it before. But that's how you would do a thing with your own private investments, and if you knew you were going to need that money, when that investment came mature, you can either reinvest it long-term or you can invest it in some other way. So if you make that money available for whatever project you're going to be getting in the reserves to build, I don't think the money invested in any certain investment is necessarily tied to any specific reserve account.
No.
It wouldn't make any sense.
No. This is just what we have allocated.
Right.
They have it in all different places.
Right.
And
it's a savings account.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of communication at one point.
But it only did say, and that's why I asked her to be here, it's going to be very difficult to write a $20 million check, and that's why I asked her to come talk to me.
Right. Okay.
And this, Mr. Chairman, this is good to have this conversation because we now have until November to figure out if that ballot initiative passes, we're going to have to write that check.
Not immediately, but work towards it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting along.
But the other thing is, and maybe Emily can answer this question, do we have many investments in bonds? In bond funds, because my reason for asking this is if we have them in bond funds at 2.5 to 3%, they could call those bonds at any time.
Some of them are callable, but most of them are not.
Oh, okay.
We prefer the non-callable,
yes.
So we get to lock in that rate. They don't
right.
get to call them. We have this whole thing is lists of bonds. So if we look at this spreadsheet right here, that's the number of bonds we have. The ones that are in red are ones that have been either called or they have expired, they're at the end, and that money's been reinvested. So there's a ton, there's a bunch. As far as the totals, so investment securities, that's the county's money, and I don't believe that it's earmarked for anything. Last month, $110 million. County road funds, just over $9 million. The landfill reserve is just over $2 million. The fire fund, just over $3 million. Taylor Grazing, which is, we do their the Taylor Grazing money, $105,000. For a total invested at Wyoming Bank and Trust, which is the WyoStar stuff,
$125,982,570.
That's a lot more than you're sure. Yeah. At least you're a little more fuzzy.
I think you come
would you like me to test your blood pressure?
There's been a whole turn in this conversation. Yeah. It went from, we're going to shock the hell out of you guys, to, oh, it's really not that bad.
So this right? is the one that's earmarked county, just public county.
I think you were just wanting to make sure we knew who was in charge.
I just have to stir your blood. I don't like to stir your blood, but, you know. This is the one that's just the public county fund. I think... It looks like he's got some as income cash, some as principal cash. Some of it's invested in shares with YoStar. This would be Todd, who we would talk to about what we can borrow against this account. But this is the 110
million.
Is that YoStar? Remind us, where did you come to that talk in front of the commission?
Yes, it would be. 110 million.
Now, you just made reference to Todd, Mr. Chairman. May I speak?
Todd Bishop.
Todd Bishop. Where is Todd Bishop from?
Cheyenne.
Okay.
He's from Cheyenne.
He's going to go for a drive.
Yeah, he needs to go for a drive. At some point, with all of this money,
yes.
With his purview, we could ask him a lot of questions.
So,
that
before you get... You know, your blood pressure pumping. Why don't we set for him to come in 2 weeks if he can and talk about what we can do as
well? We already got it pumping.
Yeah, when we couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we
are
can.
Are you retracting that statement?
Maybe just a smidge. If we can borrow against this without it costing us more than it would cost to borrow the money, I think that that would be a reasonable thing to do. However, we're still at that point where we go, you know, is it cheaper to borrow money or is it cheaper to pull it out of investments?
I'm pretty
long-term
sure Todd
investments?
Will forego any penalties if we tell him we're going to move the whole goddamn pile.
Commissioner Rickery, then I have a comment, sir.
I wonder if we should get hold of the shed and get an SCBA suit for you because you should go riled up over this.
I have plenty of oxygen. If you'd like to check my blood pressure, I don't have enough adrenaline left after 4 years of practice in medicine to get a heart rate up. Just a word of caution. I think we need to be careful with these discussions moving forward so as not to try to negatively impact the upcoming ballot initiative. Now, what I'm saying is, we don't want to go broadcasting that all of a sudden we can't get our money, that we got to borrow $20 million to do this. It's going to have a negative impact, and I have great concern over that. So I think we have to be wise in our conversations. I don't think we need to commingle that question about the loan at this time. I think that you cross that bridge when you get to it, and we're not going to get to it until November. Now, I have no problem with having Todd come in because this question arose about our investments, how much is accessible, how much is not. But I would caution not to go too far into the weeds on that because I don't think, I just don't think it would be wise to do so. And my blood pressure is good.
Mr. Chairman, could I be excused?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I be excused for a moment?
Sure. We're done with this.
Okay.
We'll get in touch with Todd. We want to talk about budget reserves yet, still.
Well, and I was wondering, too, do you guys want to see these reports every month? Because I can get them ready and you can...
I think what we need is a good explanation, and I think once we talk to Todd, then we can keep a, you know, a quarterly chat or whatever, but we'll have more information to ask questions.
I think previous to Todd coming, I would appreciate to see him so we could have some sort of understanding before he sits down with us.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, does this make sense?
I will come sit down with you.
Okay. All right.
I'm not.
I mean, I can certainly make copies, and you can have copies.
No, I'm coming to visit.
Okay. You know where I am.
I know where to find you.
And then, do you want me to leave copies of these so that you can, or do you want to just get copies when we come back to the office?
I'll just get copies.
Okay. All right.
So, where are we?
We're on depreciation reserves.
Okay. Take everything out of Road and Bridge.
Well, you know, that is something that we need to think about as road projects come up, is how to gear them to fit this. So rather than just taking it out of our own.
Well, we have to find out, as Commissioner Bowsman said, what the regulations are for that. To, number one, see if they qualify, number two, in the future, to try to tailor and tailor them towards that.
That makes me.
I believe that money comes from the Department of Transportation. No. When there is a committee set up that determines that, and we have a commissioner from Wyoming, I think that really right now sits on that road committee. But that's the source of that money. We just need to. I think it's our brothers right on the website. Why not the website?
Do you want me to leave these so you guys can look?
Maybe that's something that back in there.
I don't think
maybe that's something back in there.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Emily, thank you very much.
I know there's some statute
it's really right out here.
Okay, we're going to go over.
Okay, do know that these are preliminary numbers based on other things. we have.
My commissions are gone.
Well, we still have to, you know, our mill is based on our cash available, which we find out the end of June after the bills are paid. So there's still a lot of that's out there that can make this go like this. Okay. And as we just found out today, in the state county road fund, there's $9 million instead of $7 million in there. But we did have that account. Okay, so we went through here and tried to shave things off of capital reserves, I think was mainly what we took things off of in order to build up the $20 million commitment to the rural health registry. We already had $4 million in there, so we only had to add $16 million. But as you go down through there, you can see, no, I think at the top is best. So you can just see where we took a little here and there to start adding to that 20 million. So last year's budget, the 1920, is column C, and then column D is how we adjusted it. And we did the projects that Road and Bridge had, we did take out of their reserve. Right there. So we've already done that. And on the equipment reserve, if you can click on that tab right quick, we went ahead and took out the main control for the detention center and the phone system. Estimated at 500,000. Okay, let's go back to the other one. So these are all just trying to find a little here and a little there to make that 20 million. And you guys, I have no feeling whatsoever on how that gets done. So if you have strong feeling on not taking out a one and leaving any other, now's the time to let us know.
Yes, I think. Don't we have the ability to adjust this every year?
Yes,
we
do.
Yes.
So this is just a means of Yes. Our intent for this year, because it's our needs change. Every year we can shift money from projects to senior center.
Yeah, absolutely. We took $7 million out of communications because we didn't do the broadband thing. Yes.
In that sense, the critical part of this is to make sure if we have intention in the next year of using any particular reserve account, that we know that and have the money in there designated to cover the project.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes. And we also took out $1,350,000 out of recreation for the purchase of the ball field.
And that's the logical place it would come from.
And so as we go through this next year, as things come up, I just would like to encourage the board to say no as often as we can. Because when people come and say, we need this, and it's going to come out of reserve, that's where it's coming from.
Basically, we're taking $27 million out of reserves this year.
We're not moving that $20 million into our operating budget because it would severely negatively affect us.
It has to go out. I understand. I mean, if this goes through,
we'll have to make the budget adjustment.
Yes, right. I'm just saying that's the shakedown of what happens. Mm-hmm. And no, we won't put it in the budget because it affects the and be drawn out on the bill money.
Any questions?
Can we get a copy of that, Carrie?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then we can look it over for everything. We can get back with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you want to talk about any of, are you through looking at the reserves?
I am. Yeah. Okay.
Is there any other things that you want?
We'll find out first of July.
Right.
Right. Anything else from the week that you guys want to talk about that
sure.
You would be thinking about?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question. Is that we're all talking about this, and what is the day that we all do we go down in the line item, or do we just say all in favor of this? Okay. That's because nobody has said I'm opposed to recreation or I'm opposed to this or that. We've all just kind of agreed by no one saying anything.
Well, it's a good segue into the question of based on our discussions this week, and we've gone through all of them. I'd like to hear from the commissioners on which items they have heartburn over. Besides the Denver Fire Hall, we don't agree with the other two. Anybody?
So, Mr. Chairman, and don't take this wrong, but I worry about funding the steps to the max. I approve of it. But can you give me any assurance that you're watching over that?
Well, what we can do, it's always been just understood in the past, but I talked to Matt earlier, is add to our handbook wording that says something like eligible employees will receive their step at the approval of the Board of County Commissioners based on budget restraints in the month of July.
Perfect.
So in other words, that takes care of that issue. Everything comes forward in July and there's nothing after that.
Right. Is that kind of how you saw that? Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I guess in that regard, what what I would like us to avoid is creating a process where the same job in the clerk's office is paid more than that job is in the treasurer's office. So if somebody resigned, we have people trying to shuffle between one elected official and another because they get more money.
We're on the same step. We're on the same step schedule. We get all the secretaries in the courthouse are on the same step schedule, even the assessor's office.
I understand that, but if one elected official decided to, once they have that authorized, to go to the maximum amount, one official does that, then that same position all at once gets paid more than they do in the other office. It's just something we need to be careful of.
I guess I don't understand what you're saying, because we don't do the same things in our offices. We don't have the same position. We're all on the same step level. In the past, the elected official or department head has had the discretion to start the employee at a little higher step based on experience and education. And then they've always just stepped when it was time.
Okay, my other question, I guess, we had some discussion this morning about $400,000 for interpreting air quality data collection. Is that a significant enough amount that we ought to look at a reserve account for those types of issues that might come up for natural resources?
If you want to,
water quality.
We can do that. We're going to have to take it from somewhere else in there. And that's absolutely up to you.
That's why I brought that up for discussion. I'm not saying we should or shouldn't, but it's something maybe we need to consider. So another year, if we go down this road, or if we're having a discussion, for example, with EEQ, we would be in a position maybe to say we have $200,000 reserved with the intent of using it for this. Can you come up with some more? In other words, it helps generate some cost sharing. I don't know if that's a way to look at this or not.
This is the commissioner's savings account. If you guys want to create that, we can.
Is it at our discretion?
Can we get to it?
No, we can't get to it.
No. In line with the statement that Commissioner Mousman just made, twofold. What he made just shortly prior to this was that these reserve accounts are basically our philosophy towards what our needs may be in this upcoming year. They are certainly a minimal every year. With the second statement about the water quality, I'm certainly agreeable that we ought to take money out of whatever account we choose, create natural resource water quality thing, put that $400,000 in there in the event that we make progress with the DEQ or the state and there's a potential for a cooperative effort moving forward.
So we already have $2 million in resource monitoring.
Yeah, that's what I saw that, Mr. Chairman. Why wouldn't it be right there, same place?
I guess it is.
And the reserve account for resource?
Yeah.
Well, then we're okay.
Yeah, we're good.
I wasted your time. Sorry. I didn't realize that.
Okay. Law enforcement complex. Are we going to take the philosophy in terms of inching our way forward on that, knowing that this is a long process, or we're going to... It doesn't necessarily commit us, but I'm thinking in terms of perception towards that project, we want to increase the amount in that reserve account.
Well, I talked to Casey about that, maybe putting $2 million a year or whatever, and he said in 20 years we still wouldn't have enough money. Or in 20 years we still wouldn't have enough money. So it's... I don't know, if you want to make that effort and make that gesture.
Well, I think it is a gesture, but I'm asking the commission on that.
Mr. Chairman, on that, listening to what Casey had to say, his inmates are down considerably, but he's thinking about trying to outsource and bring prisoners in to make some money. But we're not anywhere near max like we were a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
But the question a couple of years ago wasn't the maximum capacity, it was the...
there wasn't a window in one group, so...
Well, what I'm trying to say is the standards for equality of the prisoners there, which the only solution to that would be a new facility.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether we ought to... I don't think we necessarily ought to take the approach where we put $4 million so we can get $40 million in 10 years. I just think that a step in that direction, or at least a gesture in that direction, is probably the way to go. Commissioners? Remember, this is changeable every year.
And you also need to let us know where to take it from.
I think if you don't mind printing us out a copy, we'll all adjust it.
Okay.
And then compare?
Yeah, I think so. We can look at those more closely and then come up with where that $2 million ought to come from. If we're agreeable on $2 million, I'm just saying as an incremental increase, we ought to be looking at that. Knowing that it's just in our savings account that we can access any time we want.
Boy, you gotta let it go, man.
I'm gonna have a hard time with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Janessa's gonna go print out a copy so you can take it with you right now.
Okay.
I assume you don't want a spreadsheet.
No.
I don't care, just as long as it's that.
I just wanna know where our money is.
But you can't get to it. Jesus.
Boy. Yes. Do you want anything else while I'm printing?
Gin and tonic.
We don't need our reserve. We can just apply for a loan.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Is there anything else from the week that we need to talk about?
Yeah, let's keep that discussion going. Tom mentioned one that I think I answered appropriately. Joe mentioned another. Anybody else have some key issues they're having difficulty with that needs to be on our radar?
Mr. Chairman, something that we really haven't talked about is the library in Big Piney. Are we in favor of going forward with that renovation and getting it going, or what are we going to do? We started up.
That person's going to come in the next commission meeting. Is that what Suki said or asked about?
Yeah, but it's a question worth considering. That's $2 million more coming out of the reserve accounts. Commissioner Baker,
how much is in library?
I think they have about, what, 7 million?
7 million?
No, we took some out.
Okay, so they have 5 million. No, they have enough.
No,
they
6. The capital is
5 in operations, 6 in capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So capital reserves, that would be for remodeling.
Yeah, so they have 6 million. Yeah.
6 million, that's more than sufficient for the state.
Yeah, the question is...
Unless you have to borrow it.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
And Doug, I think you spent some time as a liaison with them reviewing that project and process and meetings and so on.
Well, actually, I wasn't involved in the last part of it, but I was initially when we walked through and had the architecture, if you will, look at it and the recommendations that they came back with. And I suggested that the library board look at what they thought was their most pressing needs and put that thing in a structured reclamation project so that they know what their most pressing needs are. I don't. And so, and budget accordingly. I think it's whatever that is down there, it needs some help. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, as we all know, look at this library here, they're the hub of most communities, and we need to keep that thing running as smoothly as we can. I'm not sure what the total requests have been. I don't know that they have had that answered yet.
She said it would be about $2 million.
For the Piney Library, what I'm speaking of.
Yeah. That's it.
For $2 million, we want to build a whole new one?
No.
They gave us a packet. What did I do with it?
Yeah.
She said they were going to be adding a community room in the upper level, and it'll have to have a lift and stairs.
Those numbers are far exceeding what I had envisioned with my discussions with them. Wow. I've got to take a minute and think about that one, folks. Because I was thinking it was more in the line of 500,000 to 600,000 when they initially discussed it.
No, you can't buy a fire truck for that.
So, any other heartburn issues?
You know what I'm thinking. I'll refrain from going into it.
No, well, no, I don't. I know what the key issue is, I mean, in terms of Daniel. I know that. But what I'm asking is,
killing me.
With all these budget requests, are there any other issues?
Well, the only thing that I'm wondering and I'll go back to, I think, the discussion yesterday with Bondale Preschool and the decision-making of, I thought they ought to get a little bump up, and I think it was said something to the fact that they had requested that. We didn't want to go over what they requested, but yet when you look through this budget, there are several of those items that have been bumped up over what had been requested. So I would still like that to be a consideration as we go forward with this. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate that. The only heartburn I had was in finding out we didn't know where our money was, we couldn't get it. But since that's been resolved, I guess, I don't know if I had heartburn or a heart attack, but I think I'm good now.
Did you want to talk about that communication truck situation?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not at this time.
Yes, but no.
Yeah. What I would like to talk about that has to do with the, you know, the bids on the Daniel Fire Hall. Those bids were supposed to be due today. Todd Hurd's mother passed away, and he had her funeral today. So I don't think Todd will be looking at those bids until Monday, at which time he will be making a bid tab for us to look at with the bids that were turned in. What I would like to discuss or talk about is the process moving forward with anticipation that low bid, whatever it is, might be looked at with Todd, the county attorney, Shad Cooper, Mike Jackson, and perhaps Commissioner Noble representing the board, to see if there's a possibility that they can look at that scope of work that's presented and then make, I won't say recommendations, but review and have that, if at all possible, presented to us by our next board meeting, if that's satisfactory to everybody. Yeah, so if you can follow up on that, we need to get, and the county attorney's office is key on this, so that we know that we've got approval and on the right page, and I think that's a process that's available to us and in place. I'd like to see them have a review of that with you present to add your expertise as well.
Okay. I'll
Anything else?
I'm not trying to go backward, but here's the study report.
Oh, okay.
From the library, and it comes to $2
million. $2.2 million.
You want to see that, huh?
Well, yeah, have that. Is.
This is the library review.
Yeah,
just
got
it.
Yeah,
you
just got
it.
Yeah,
but they are going to be at our next board meeting. Now, it seems to me that we're going to have a fairly large agenda next time. So let's look carefully at the timing of that and make sure we allocate ourselves enough time. I don't know if Todd's going to be available to come talk about these things, but then I can't even remember the things we asked to be added to there. We should have a busy meeting at 2 weeks from Tuesday.
So in the past, I scheduled like 15 minutes for people to say they need 5 minutes, and then they go 30.
Yeah. Oh, no, you had it both ways. I understand.
So we'll just, you want to schedule 15 or 30 or just try to figure it out?
Just do your best.
Do your best. Ask them what they think they need. You know, somebody like Tom Bishop, if he comes knowing that lay people he's talking to may need an hour because we're slow, but we'll work on that.
So, other than the concerns expressed, we're pretty good with the budget as presented.
Earlier this week, you and I talked about the cover pages with Janess on Road and Bridge. Just when you get a minute, no big panic.
For
Road and Bridge, how that number needed to reflect. We've covered it. I just was a reminder.
Okay.
Carrie, the only other thing I had, and I think we already had you. This conversation, would be that I think we do need a line item in there for COVID-19, and $100,000 is reasonable enough, but I think we ought to have that in there. Anybody else have heartburn?
Do you have heartburn?
Well,
but it's over. It's over. It's over.
No, yeah. The key is trying to distinguish, is it heartburn or heart attack?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we good? I heard him say we're good.
Okay. So the next time we meet to talk about budget is July 20th.
At 8 o'clock, correct? And that's by law, isn't it? Day and time.
Well, it's no later than that.
Yeah,
day.
What's that, Carrie?
No later than that date. So
no later than
that? That's the final time that you can talk about. So you talk about it the night before and then adopt it the next day.
Correct.
Okay. So what time did you say that was?
I think it's required at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Okay,
we said
it sooner. I think it's...
Then no later than third Tuesday.
By 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock p.m. is not specified.
Oh, wait. I think it might say something 12 hours after the hearing.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Yeah.
So is it possible that we could discuss that? But if it's possible,
let me look into
I'd like to look at do it earlier than 8 o'clock.
Let's look at the statute.
I just remember from, seems like from the school board years, you haven't had it by a certain time, at a certain time.
I'm thinking it says within 12 hours of the hearing.
Is that why it occurs late?
Yeah.
And that could be, that could be relevant. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Thanks, Janice.
Yep.